Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. What was supposed to be a very quiet Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex, where the veterans reported for the start of training camp, the Eagles made some big moves by trading Allen Barber to the Denver Broncos for a 2019 conditional draft pick and waiving former first-round pick Marcus Smith. Now, for Barber, he joined the team in 2013 and became a starter here for the first time in his entire career. In fact, he started 28 games over the past two seasons. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich declared that Isaac Seumalo, the second-year player out of Oregon State, will open training camp as a starting left guard.
Very smart, understands what he's being coached, understands fronts, understands defensive schemes, what to anticipate, very athletic. Tough-minded player.
Even with the loss of Barber, the Eagles this past offseason signed veteran Chance Warmack, a former top 10 selection, and re-signed veteran Stefan Wisniewski in free agency. Now in 2016, when the Eagles had Lane Johnson at right tackle, the team went 5-1 in those starts. Johnson understands the importance of solidifying the top of the depth chart before the start of the regular season.
It'll be everything to the team if we can get the same guys playing week in, week out, getting better week in and week out. There's no reason why we can't be one of the best lines in the league.
Meanwhile, Marcus Smith, the team's first-round pick in 2014, was originally drafted to be a stand-up outside linebacker in the 3-4 scheme, but converted to a 4-3 defensive end in 2016. He had just 4 sacks in his tenure with the Eagles. This past offseason, the Eagles bolstered the defensive line by adding veteran Chris Long, drafting Derek Barnett, and trading for Tim Jernigan. The veterans who are returning can't wait to wreak havoc on the quarterback.
My expectations is for us to just go out each and every day, take it one day at a time, and not worry about too much in the future. You know, we just got to attack the day, and Green Bay is up first, you know, at preseason. You know, we got to make sure that we work hard as a group and trust one another. You know, that's the biggest thing. The biggest thing is making sure that we gain that trust, because we got a lot of new faces, and we got to get them and bring them up to speed with how we do it in Philadelphia. And I think once we get past that, I think we're going to have a really good season.
With the battle at left guard a little bit clearer, what's going on at cornerback? Probably the biggest starting position to watch throughout training camp. Malcolm Jenkins, who is entrenched as the starter at safety, offers a preview of what's to come.
I'm intrigued to see, you know, what steps Jalen Mills is going to take from his rookie year to now. I know one thing that, you know, I love about him last year was his ability to compete, his ability to shake plays off and continue to go at guys no matter who they were. He wanted the number one receiver at all times, and I think that's a great place to start from a young rookie. So I'm intrigued to see where he goes. I'm intrigued to see Patrick Robinson, if he can stay healthy, if he can get back to form. I was with him when we drafted him in New Orleans, and I think, you know, he's got probably the best natural ability out of anybody in our room, and now him being a veteran, you know, knowing football, knowing how to play, I'm looking forward to him being able to come out here and make a name for himself. I'm intrigued to see what a lot of these young guys are going to bring to the table, with C.J. Smith really pushing for some significant time, Aaron Grimes back healthy and pushing for some significant time. Got Ryan Brooks hopefully coming back healthy. You know, I'm intrigued to watch all of that play out, but, you know, I'm not concerned at all about who we bring to the table, because I know the competition, I know the quality of guys, I know what we have out here, and whoever does rise to the top and take those spots is going to have earned it.
After a conditioning test in the morning, the Eagles will take to the field in the afternoon for the first full team practice. Head coach Doug Peterson will address the media at 2:45 p.m., and we will broadcast it live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great night, everyone.